For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri is looking to have a better understanding of the spread of coronavirus through a series of targeted testing sites around the state this week. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports from one of those sites in Rolla.
Eight places in the state are giving free tests for a limited time to provide what is called surveillance data on coronavirus. The goal is to better understand the asymptomatic spread as communities consider slowly reopening businesses and public places. Ed Clayton is the CEO of Phelps Health Medical Center in Rolla, one of the testing sites.
The more information you have, the better armed you're going to be able to be in making any kind of decision as it relates to COVID, whether it's reopening, whether it's just understanding what's going on in your population.
Phelps tested 400 people Sunday and Monday. Unlike previous coronavirus testing, anyone who pre-registered could be tested even if they didn't have symptoms. That's designed to better understand the spread of the virus. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.
Cole County's non-essential businesses are opening up after the county's stay-at-home order expired on Saturday. KOMU 8 reports that businesses that were considered non-essential are opening back up with certain guidelines, such as limiting a single space to only 10 people, including employees, and maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. The businesses and residents are still subject to Governor Parson's statewide stay-at-home order. The Cole County Health Department still recommends community members stay home and follow CDC guidelines. National federal safety regulators say actions by both the U.S. Coast Guard and the owners of a tourist boat that sank in Missouri in 2018 contributed to the duck boat tragedy that killed 17 people. The National Transportation Safety Board announced today that if the Coast Guard had followed recommendations for fixing small passenger boats that it had pushed for 18 years, the duck boat likely would not have sank. The Coast Guard said last week that it will recommend that canopies and side curtains be removed from amphibious tour vehicles known as stretch duck boats, like the one that sank at Table Rock Lake. The Missouri Democratic primary will be holding its upcoming 2020 Democratic State Convention virtually, according to a press release earlier today. Missouri Democratic Party Executive Director Lauren Gepford says that she believes holding an in-person event would be reckless and irresponsible. The convention will begin with a live digital event on June 13th, and voting will take place online and by mail until June 19th. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.